and it remained a mystery, despite decades of expert research and amateur study. Prehistoric carvings had been identified on all three sandstone outcrops along the high ridge. Buffeted by 5,000 years of wind and rain, they were still recognizable as the cup and ring mark type, dating to the Neolithic or Early Bronze Age. Some archaeologists argued that the almost ubiquitous sighting of the rock art on high ground had some as yet unidentified ritual significance in the landscape. A more prosaic explanation was that the symbols served as waymarkers on long-distance routes along which precious goods, such as gold, had been traded. Several more fanciful notions elaborated on these two basic theories. Such flowery speculation was frowned upon, however, in the archaeological reports Paula was employed to produce. Anything that strayed beyond the prescribed house style, honed over four decades of government-sponsored project, was excised by her eagle-eyed supervisor. Fresh from university, Paula had adapted quickly to the austere methodology expected of her, and after a year was seen by the management team as something of a success in the job. But all her training did not stop her dreaming.